Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So be it. If you've never tuned into our Israelite Way of Life presentation, it's more of a lesson where we go through the laws, the Torah, the Tanakh, and we try and stay away from current events, but they are so affecting our world right now. The current events tie into the prophecies that are throughout the Tanakh. So chances are that we will speak on them momentarily, but this is also a presentation, because I don't like saying the word show. This is not a show. Show ties into Hollywood kid television programming. We're not into that. We're not into propaganda. This is a lesson and presentation designed to bring us back to our culture, the 613 laws that the churches are telling you are done away with, and they're not. The laws that our forefathers broke and didn't keep that have us living under the curses and still going through the curses today, even though we're waking up, they're beginning to lift from those that are awakening up to the how essential it is to keep these commandments, because we are Kodesh and a called out nation. The Most High says that Israel is the only family he has ever known in the earth. And he gave us a way to conduct our lives. And we're trying to bring our people, yeah, those of you in the ghetto in this life looking for destiny because you have no identity, trying to wake you up and bring you back to your identity. We're restoring a nation. It's not religious. It's not some thumping, some religious dogma. It's not Christianity. We're restoring a nation so that we might have a culture, have an identity in the earth, and connect back with our God, the one true God, the one and only Most High. All praises be to Ahayah Bashem, Shia, Wah, Wah. That's what this is designed to do. Albeit that I just kind of want to talk to you today. I don't have a lot of precepts. I'm going to read from the law, some things from the Tanakh, and I won't say I have a scripted thematic presentation, because I am incensed by the activities that are taking place around us and their purposeful intent to destroy, to defame, and of course to Satan is always trying to disprove the scriptures. But more than anything, they want to try and deceive you from knowing what is actually happening all around you. We're living in a world where they're right now, the distractions are multifaceted in order to get to one end game. We know that the whole earth has been turned over into the hands of the wicked. Scripture says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down, having great wrath. And we know that Isaiah 14 tells us about his five-point plan, which has been accomplished in the earth, that all of the world is worshiping Satan through these false religions, and they don't even know it. He said that he would set his throne on high. And when I look at the emphasis on the Trayvon Martin case, which we spoke of on Thursday, it should be curious to you, when a whole world is galvanized by one case, these type of episodes and events have been happening, if not every month, every 3 months, every 6 months. If you've noticed in the news, there's been a lot of killings. Young men, black youth, by white men. Let's go ahead and say it. I've seen some other videos of an elderly man shooting a 13-year-old in the chest and another man shooting a teenager over some music down in the South, and it's been happening. But they've latched on to this one case because it's a perfect storm for them and powder keg to continually distract the masses. Because it is so multifaceted within itself, you have an opportunity to put race against race, and you have an opportunity to put white against black, call Zimmerman Hispanic, you can put black against Hispanic. You can get a world upset with the government and the judicial system and cause them to protest and seek change, which gives them an opportunity to put their agent provocateurs within the midst of the protest to cause violence so that they'll have a reason to implement their martial law. Perfect smoke storm. All the while you have a war that's World War III that's brewing and simmering overseas, where Russian troops are aligning themselves up, Syria. Iran is preparing for a strike from Israel. Israel is expecting the United States to align themselves with them as they try and stage a war against Syria and against Iran, which will include Russia. And the United States is preparing for war against China. And pretty much, I just go ahead and say that every nation's feathers are riled up and prepared for something, and they don't even quite know what it is. It's as if everyone is going through birthing pains right now, because they know that there's a new world on the horizon, and many of them know the scriptures. If you read Psalms 83, they know the jig is up, that they have consulted one with another to keep Israel from being a nation, the real Israel. I back up and I say this. I say that also, though they want to use Trayvon Martin's case to put races against one another, there is also something prophetic about that, because scripture tells us that nation shall rise against nation, that even in the last days that people will retreat amongst their own nations and their own countries and come up out of Babylon. But also, in a mysterious prophetic way, we have other nations that we call racist today that are coming to bat for our cause, because they realize that we are the attack, and it is too obvious now that there is an intended and intentional attack against a particular race of people in the earth. And so not only are the Most High's people waking up, but the other nations are starting to be curious too as to why we're being pointed out and signaled out that none of the laws work in our favor, but what, yet we're such a resilient, strong, spiritual, ever-rising, and positive people. Even the ones that don't keep the commandments that we're going to go into, some of them today, the over 613 and the Ten Commandments, which we have a responsibility as Israelites to keep. You've got people pleading our cause and running to our cause. And as you know, when we're restored in the nation, there will be other nations that will be here and realize, and they will say that truly these are the people of the Most High. And they will realize that who Christ is and who the Most High is. So, in a sense, you also have this working out, because the Most High is in control of all things. So you have this working out in a way to where people are starting to question everything that's around them as it pertains to Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9. I know them that say they are Jews, but they are not. They are of the synagogue of Satan. They got to wonder why the synagogue of Satan and these other countries have so much hate towards particular races. And at the same time, you're being taught lies by the Christian church on their false day of worship, which is Sunday, about a rapture, about being taken away and not having to go through these things. And no one is talking about the fact that the executive order has been passed that pretty soon every American will have to be HIV tested. If that test comes back positive, you're going to be given a vaccination. And what we have to be concerned about is that there are not only different strains of diseases in these vaccinations, but now they have the technology Satan and his technology, it amazes me. Everything. Whenever you see a new iPhone, everything. All this technology that is out there is to try and work against the children of Israel and try and control you as you awaken to your true destiny, the sons of the Most High. You have them getting ready to mandate testing, Obamacare getting ready to be kicked off January 1st, which requires that you have an RFID chip. The RFID chip has the ability to monitor your blood system, your bloodstream, to see if you do have any diseases, to know if something should happen to you, if you die, if any of your organs are still good and can be salvaged. You have to look at it from their perspective, the small, minute 1% elite that look at the masses of millions of people as sheep that they cannot control. They're outnumbered. They need a way to be able to control the cattle. So you've got the indefinite detention law that's already been passed, NDAA. I don't know if people realize the stage that has been set. You've got the economy that's getting ready to implode and the dollar that will be erased and people's 401k and savings that will be erased. So this is the importance of us getting you to come back to the commandments, statutes, and the laws, because if you're not ready to fight spiritually, you're not going to survive. And if you're not walking by faith and trusting in the Most High, you're not going to survive. Psalms 91:1 even tells us that a thousand fall on thy right side. And many things, if you keep your faith, that even when these people are falling at your left and right, that these plagues will not come nigh your dwelling. If you remember, the Most High brought his people out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, the ones that had the blood over the doorpost, the death angel passed by. So spiritually, you need to be connected with a life of discipline. And in order to be a true disciple, you have to have discipline. And the discipline comes in you keeping the Most High's laws that he gave to us, that you'll find throughout what they call the New Testament and the Old Testament, have never been done away with. They will last forever. If you go to some of the older shows, we break it down through the Apocrypha, Apostle Paul, the other apostles, how they continuously kept the Sabbath, went to the synagogue to hear the reading of the laws, and they kept the commandments, they kept the feasts. But right now we have a problem because our entire generation is steeped in vanity and selfishness, no abnegation, straight selfishness focused on me-ism, being in the club, being in the know, being on Facebook, being on Instagram, being seen, getting their 15 minutes of fame, which is probably down now to 5 minutes of fame, having sex with as many people as possible, being stoned out of your mind because you're actually literally in fear. So in order to subdue the fear, submerge it, push it down, you medicate yourself and oversex yourself, therefore thus demoralizing yourself, and all is vanity. And I think it was said best by the preacher, Solomon, said in Ecclesiastes 12:13. This is a man who was one of the wisest men in the world. Didn't ask for riches, asked for wisdom, and with his wisdom came riches. And he wanted to see everything there is for man to do in life. And he said at the end of it all, having steeped himself in every luxury he could possibly steep himself in, as many wives, he said it's all vanity, it all passes away. He made it clear that at the end of the day, primary focus of man should be to fear the Most High and keep his commandments. And if you're a true believer, this is ordained by the Most High. Because eventually we're all going to be evaluated on the deeds that are done in order to reveal our true motives. This will all be brought before the Most High. Every man in this earth knows this. Satan thinks with his technology and all of him ramping up all the countries to prepare for war, but actually Armageddon, to fight against Christ when he returns, because he's on his way back. His vesture will be dipped in blood, and he's coming back with a can of whoop. You know what? He's not coming back to skip the daisies and take us to a trip to heaven for a rapture and then come back down and then come back. No, 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 no. There's one trip, the second return, where he's coming to avenge the blood that's in the ground, in the earth, and to destroy those that hate the Most High and his commandments and his laws. Satan thinks with his technology and his arsenal, his NASA, his United Nations, and all of their nuclear weapons and weapons that you've never even contemplated, that he'll be able to fight against Christ, and Christ will just speak the word, and these people will be obliterated. But at the end of the day, Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Ahaya. Keep his commandments. So this is the whole duty of man. If this comes from the wisest, and I repeat, if this comes from the wisest man that has ever lived, wouldn't you want to take heed to what he said? This is the whole duty of man, is to fear the Most High. First of all, proper fear, which is fear of the Most High, will cause you to live a life that's circumspect. If you walk softly and observe the things that he would want you to do, and you walk away from vanity, our other duty is to come up out of her. We don't seek pleasure through the means that they present to us. You don't have to be in the club. You don't have to be drinking in excess. You don't have to get high. You don't have to have a flurry of men and women and sex yourself and destroy your soul and temple and probably actually do catch a disease and die of it. How come you can't recognize that your temple should be sanctimonious and should be a dwelling place of the Ruach? No, not at your local church. Scripture tells us that the Most High does not dwell in temples made by hands, made by man. No, that's not where he dwells. The veil of the temple was ripped when Christ passed away, when he was hung from a tree. And when the veil of the temple was ripped away and he ascended into heaven, he sent us a comforter, which is the Ruach, wisdom, spirit, for her to be able to dwell in us and rule us and lead us. We read last week in Proverbs of how to blaspheme her is death, but to respect the flock. Wisest man can tell me that keeping the commandments is the way to go, then there's a blessing for obedience. And Deuteronomy 28:1 tells us that it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice Most High, a higher, to observe and to do all his commandments, which he commands thee this day, that the Most High, a higher, will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, which is the fear of every other nation that's around. I want to read from Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. Listen to this. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee. Realize, because we have been driven into the four corners of the earth due to the fact that our forefathers didn't keep the commandments. Being under these curses, we have been scattered. Second verse, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, that thou and thy children with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. That right there is the essence and importance of us teaching these commandments and laws to the people, our people who are in captivity right now under Babylon, that once we all begin to wake up, the remnant that he has called, he will begin to turn our captivity and prepare to return us back to the land that is supposedly, that is ours, that is occupied now by deceivers. Revelations 2:9-3:9. So we must come back and turn. We'll continue to see our children slaughtered and murdered in the streets as long as we start living, keep living like the heathens, as long as we're lied to by the pastors in the Christian church and told that the commandments are done away with. They're not. We must come back to his laws to watch and turn our captivity. verse 4. If any of thine be driven out into the utmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee unto the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. So he wants to bring us back and multiply us even above our forefathers, above Abraham. Verse 6, and the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And the Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. You can go on to read Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, start the 9th verse, but he's saying that once we're restored and come up under our captivity, all these nations and people that hate us right now, that kill us in the streets, that establish laws and policies to destroy the meek, the 12 tribes, the minorities they call us, that he's going to turn these curses onto them, and they are living in fear, and they know it, which is why they're ramping up the laws, the policies, the vaccinations, the poisons, the judgments, the judicial systems, the internment camps, because they actually think they have a chance to win and fight against the Most High and keep us coming into our promise. Scriptures, these prophecies are coming into fruition, and they cannot stop it. They will not stop it. You to read that again today on the Sabbath, Deuteronomy 30 chapter. See what the Most High is saying. Also, let me read this, the hope of restoration to Israel out of Jeremiah 32 and 36. And now, therefore, thus saith the Most High, Ahia of Israel, concerning this city whereof you say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries whither I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in great wrath. And I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart, one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good. I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart, with my whole soul. And thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. And fields shall be bought in this land, whereof you say, it is desolate with man, without man or beast, it is given unto the hand of the Chaldeans. Men shall buy fields for money, and subscribe evidences, steal them, and take witnesses in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, and in the cities of mountains, and in the cities of the valley, and in the cities of the south. But I will cause their captivity to return to the Lord. For the Most High has promise to restore in our hearts. So I say that for you to take courage and know, primarily back at Deuteronomy the 30th chapter, that we must come back to the commandments. And as we begin to awaken, not only to the truth of what's happening in our world and getting away from programming and witchcraft and sorcery, but come to the truth that we must come to the commandments and laws, the 613, Ten Commandments, and then our captivity will begin to lift, and then we will see justice that will come from on high, that will be everlasting, and this world will be transformed. Trust me, the other nations live in fear because they know. I'm Elder Fee, and I want to say to you that the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey, not a destination. Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. Keep these commandments, keep these laws.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna
gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of Earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. With your gun, because we left you with your bomb.